Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, it's going to be the Gems out here today. I didn't say it last week. I don't remember if I did. Wish you may have gone a belated half months for mothers, grandmothers, and this episode, I'd like to talk about I was going to spend time on it. I decided to just read verse number 1 and another second. The verse is John 3:16. Some of you might see them somewhere, billboards and stadiums, places like that. Just from the New Lifestand Edition, says God be like John. Day God, not everyone, day, and they not perish by them. This is probably the most famous Bible verse the most people know. Well, we need to know that. David doesn't count out from sacrifice. David says, that's what gives us his name. That any person has again. Now it's going to go down 1 John chapter 4. Verse 7. Let's say I want to put that down. Go that verse. Believe in our pain and believe the love that God has for us. That is love. Those who abide in love, abide in God, God abides in them. Because as He is, so we live in His love. There is no fear of love, but love that out of. We need that again. There is no fear of love, but love that out of fear. For fear has to be punishment. Whoever fears has not such love. He loves the first person. The first person. And then he has been the guilty of that, the first person. So we just highly speak of that, you're going to speak it to the person. On this particular fly, this other. That's pushing the heart of us just would have loved that one of the gifts. So they would have loved that one. Being angry, so maybe have a different political view from us. They look different. And flying history, trying to find out. Not by one of the things I see going as over the years also how things can all wrap up. We think about not allowing plants. That's another subject, another thing. But it's all gets changed. You don't get the sadly, even those in the audience community know throwing this out. Now, if you're a Christian, say, Jesus Christ is made, and you are ready to be a child of God with love, brothers and sisters, and also to love our neighbor. Now, keep on love God, love believe Jesus with all your heart, and they date a book, a person, a resident, whatever, or a different place. Again, your love comes into question. Not for me, seen that show. He was passing me, and I just read that screen. So, and, something that I do see is that, you know, one reason I believe that I was turned off by God, the Bible, and church is because of all this stuff comes out. You know, remember, Christ died for whatever the barrier is, for many barriers. One of the barriers of hope was many of the people who were in this ministry, women. Now, that was unheard of back this time. You know, but that was a barrier of hope. There were many barriers that Jesus broke. Sometime in the future, I didn't have study barriers that Jesus broke. And I'll bring them up to reference. I work progress right now, but, you know, it's something that's been on my heart for a while. But anyway, we're to love whoever our neighbor is. You love that homeless person. So whether they're different race, whether they're different political ideology, a person can't tell them that he loves everybody and hates everybody else who has an opposite view. Going to be a question. Cannot love God and hate your neighbor. Because it flies in the face against everything that you see. Supposed to stand. Now, I know that God loved me, you know, when I first accepted Christ. That was a beautiful thing that happened in my life. Now, when I came out of strength, I often wondered about that. I was concerned about how I was thinking spiritual life. But when I did so, you know, there was no shame or fear or anything. And sometime later, God affirmed that I wouldn't be as transparent as Jeff. That's happened to many people. It's not happened to many. See, God knows who you are. He does not know what, you know, God loves you no matter who you are, no matter who the gender is, your race, sexuality. You still feel like a mom and dad is. What country you come from, God loves you. This is why, say that God is love, it's true. And another thing I'd like to add is that Jesus demonstrated his love. Paul came down and even showed love toward those who killed him. Now, I don't know. It's just my mind. I'm pretty sure some people were affected by that. But Jesus was consistent with love. I mean, look at the love he had for his disciples. The love he has with the love taught. Many lives changed that very during those times. And the same thing can happen here with something straight well. People want to see that. Glory over the world even. Not only, not just talk, but a demonstration by our action. We show this anytime. People really need that. There was so much fear, anger, and for it to be that the children of God calling influence for the devil. And it's ample opportunity. Yeah, ample opportunity. And you're not aware or where or how to do it. And this is what I like to do. God looks great to our wisdom of our neighbors. It's not, you know, no matter who they are. Pray for that. You know, I pray for that mother, but it's true. From Job. Pray for that way without for that way to fight for children. Pray for them. We love God, put our love into action. Gets back to that thing. Love God. That's it. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what first love is. And in this academy, I'm sort of helpful. I just pray that we have a chat here that text me on that. Send me a word on Facebook. Once again, I thank you. And I pray that you enjoy. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.